We set out our stall at the beginning of the year, like we set two goals for ourselves, and one of them was to consolidate ourselves in the league earlier on, and secondly was to get into a county final, and that's the way it has transpired, and thank God that we are there.
So you had ambitions all along. You knew this team was good enough to reach a county final. You did.
I knew there was a core of fellas there willing to sit down and work. I mean, there's no such thing as a guarantee in life, like. But I mean, if you put the work in, you probably get the rewards. And looking at the mix of experience and youth coming in, yes, I always thought there would have been a chance. But you know, you cannot assume anything, like, you know. But the work went in.
Because of the senior and initially and the intermediate being reduced in numbers, it's made for a really compelling and really competitive intermediate championship for the last couple of years. You know, it's no mean feat to beat any team now at intermediate. There's no more gimme games, is there?
Yeah, well, the fact that it has tightened up a bit means that there are more tighter games in the intermediate. To name St. John's and Giva, like, are two that has come down. Shamrock Gales, also, like, they have been competing much longer at senior level than we have. But you know, you cannot fear those teams. Like, if you're beaten before you go into a game, you have no hope. Like, so you have to put all your faith in your players, and you set yourself up, and you go for it. And that's the way it has turned out for us.
So what has changed this year? Is it just the players buying into the thought that there is you know, there's, well, whether it's a trophy or whether, as you mentioned, it was league consolidation there for them, that there is rewards for the effort they put in?
What has changed? I suppose nothing has changed except that fellas get out there and work, and it's a pool. It's the experienced players plus the youth coming in, and the ambition of players. I would have to say, like, that fellas want this, and the work rate. I would say that that's why it has changed. Like, you know, we have a squad of players and they work together, and we put them out on any given day to do a job and take something from every game we win or lose and move on and try and improve on that for the next time out.
Well, from whatever about getting to a county final, even the group you were handed going in this year in the intermediates, you know, it was tough to get out of that group alone.
Yeah, even Eastgate, yeah, when we seen it, yeah, we said this is a challenge, but I mean, it didn't faze us. You cannot be defeated before you go out and play. So first game, they came into the game with us after a defeat to Giva, and it was a must-win situation for them. We knew Eastgate from over the years, like, if the way they can play and the way they can, when their backs are to the wall, what they can do. And we said, look, we have to get over the line here in this one, and that's exactly the way it turned out. And we went into a game then with Giva, which we didn't win, but we took a lot from the game in the group, and so that's the way it turned out for us. And happy to be where we are as a result of it.
Yeah, you mentioned that you had to go and win that Eastgate game, really, and you knew that at the back of your minds. Eastgate certainly knew that. I mean, that was their championship final, really, because they were out, had they lost to you that day, and they came with all guns blazing.
Absolutely, yeah, they did. But Eastgate and ourselves are local derby teams, and there has been always, no matter where you're at in a league or a group, like, there's always a good rivalry, there's always a good tense battle there, and that's what they brought to us. But thank God we got out of the. Got across the line at the finish, and that was it.
Anyone that's been driving the Balnagh Road in the evenings will have noticed the numbers that you've had out training. You seem to, any time I've gone past anyway, you seem to have good bodies and a good commitment, should we say, certainly over the summer from the lads.
I suppose our club is no different than any other club, but we are blessed that we have numbers. Unfortunately, like, with jobs and fellas away at college and different things, like, you never seem to be able to get the full pool together at one time, and the same for games, but you know, fellas give what they can when they can, and they're honest about it, and there's a good attitude there. And but I suppose the success of it is the volume of numbers that we have. That if you haven't got certain players today, you have somebody else to fill in, and it has come to a head now, and we're reaping the rewards of it because of the way fellas conduct themselves over the year.
Yeah, and you have brought young players through, a lot of talented young players, but you had to have a team for them to come through to, you know, and that's a credit to the lads. You know, there's probably been some lean years that they had to soldier through, but some of the more experienced lads kept at it and kept the flag flying.
Yeah, there's a lot of lads there from the 2007 championship winning team, like, they're still there, and They had lean years in the meantime, but you know, you have to knuckle down. You can either turn your back and walk away, or you can knuckle down and get at it. And I mean, that's what the lads done. And plus the blend of youth coming in, the minor, there's a good setup of minor young lads coming in there. And I'd have to compliment our minor squad. They got into a final with by beating St Colera. So I mean, we're in another final. So it the omens look good for the club, but it's not a guarantee. You just have to work at it and keep at it over time.
St John's, you know, a lot of pedigree too coming into it. You know, they've seen your inter-county players within their ranks. There, you don't need to be told the challenge they'll bring, I'm sure.
Absolutely, yeah. But I mean, we have got standout players in our group too. I don't want to go down the road of mentioning a single out on individual players. Like, yeah, Everybody knows the club, the squad we have, and they all bring something. Like, we're all cogs in this wheel, and everybody has a job to do. St John's, yes, absolutely. Like, they have Charlie Harrison there, and they have Alan Keane. Like, so I mean, they are key men. But you know, look, at any given time, you've only 15 players on the field, and I mean, we'll have the same. So we'll be relishing the challenge, and hopefully our lads will be up for it. You know,
yeah, just very finally, good for the club too. I'm sure there'll be a big crowd in from West Sligo on the day as well to celebrate it and to enjoy the spectacle, whatever else.
Hopefully, yeah, the carnival is starting to take off already. The bunting is going up and the balloons is up and the messages are coming through, and a huge amount of well wishes. Like, of course it's good for the area, like, it brings a different buzz to it and different atmosphere. And if it's anything like 2007, like, I'll never forget that. So hopefully on the day that we'll get the same buzz and the same result and the same reward, and that St Fallon's will be a bit much better and bigger club because of it.